Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. How is everyone doing? Shalom, shalom on this wonderful Sunday. It's a beautiful day outside. The weather is perfect. It's a beautiful, I think we'd have made it to fall day. Yes, it is. I think I see Brother Yerushalayim on there. If you can hear me, Brother Yerushalayim, please push 1. You can hear me. If you can talk and hear me, please push 1. And then I think I see Brother Uriah as well. Okay, I see you. All right, just want to make sure. Let me open up your mic. How you doing today, Brother Yerushalayim? What's going on in the wonderful...
Shalom. I have missed you guys.
Man, I understand. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. It's going all right, actually. Got I had to change jobs. And I'm kind of glad I did now, but it's going. Hello?
So how is the farm going?
Oof, I've been having to spend some time there. You know, I'm looking out there today. Should be having some pecans to be harvested. We got plenty of those. Some of the other stuff didn't turn out too well.
Okay.
We had a lot more rain than we normally have this year. And I had wound up getting a lot of fungus on a lot of different things.
Well, you know, we keep trying it until we get it right.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to keep trying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So yesterday, we kind of like an open forum yesterday. We talked about a lot of different things and nothing really in particular, but some very important things. So same way today, I don't have anything in particular to talk about. If you have something or Brother Uriah, you can push 1. Whatever you guys want to discuss.
I don't get home until about 3 in the morning now. And just to unwind, I turn on the TV and I start looking at some news. And I came across a news station called One America News.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to turn it off. It's a bunch of right-wing guys. You know how that is. But they start really talking about this vaccine. And they had a video of a doctor who was on there who was saying that the vaccine was full of shit. Excuse me for saying it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they was him and a nurse were talking, and they finna come out with it. They saying that they are not reporting the side effects to the vaccine. There are way more side effects to this vaccine than is being reported. And they're not doing it because it takes too long and the paperwork's too much, some crap like that. But they was actually saying that.
Oh, yeah. We have played a video. I think you was on there that day when we talked about the church and the vaccine and the spiritual implications to it and all this kind of stuff that's going on. But the truth of this is the deal. This is the real, raw, honest-to-God truth. This is it. In my opinion, I think that this is a genetic test for everybody in the world to be able to see. Because one thing, well, let me back up. The way that normal vaccines work, which we are not allowed to take any of them, it doesn't matter how they do it, but the way that normal vaccines work is that they will shoot a weaker version of the vaccine into your body so that your body will automatically fight it off naturally so that when you come in contact with the vaccine, with the actual virus, it doesn't have that effect on you that it would for someone who hasn't had the vaccine, supposedly.
Right.
Well.
Right.
What we found out, remember, I don't know if you remember this or if you were even on with the Nation of Yehuda at the time, but we were talking years ago about CRISPR-9. We learned that from Tom Horn and a few other of the other Gentile pastors that were talking about CRISPR-9, and it is a genetic editing program that they can edit your genome using this technology. Well, what they do with this vaccine is called RNA. And instead of the virus being in the vaccine, they have given the RNA a code. And what happens is when they inject this vaccine into you, their code is supposed to connect with the DNA code in your body to tell the DNA code in your body to fight off the virus. Well, guess what? Y'all already equipped us with that. But man is experimenting with the genome pool and putting this in people's bodies to see if they can ignite and jumpstart the DNA to do it on their own. We already have it already built in us. And they were saying, well, you know, it can eat up cancer, and it can tell the body to the body already is designed to do that.
But what happens if it tells the body to do something? What if they program that thing to do something totally different to have you run around and eat grass? I mean, it's just too much in it for me.
That's true. And that's why a lot of people are dying from this vaccine and it's altering women's menstrual cycle. I got the stuff here. I'm getting ready to play it. It's altering women's menstrual cycles. People are hearing ringing in their ears when they take the vaccine. All kind of stuff is happening because it's going against the natural genetic code that the Most High already put in us. Our DNA already has its own code. They want to reprogram the code to tell the code to do what they want it to do, basically, is what it is. That is exactly what it is. When we're already designed to do that, our body is already designed to do that. And to me, that's diabolical. No? But you get a person that's definitely ill, and you hear something like, well, it'll tell the body to eat up cancer. That is a hope for them. Oh, my God, it's just technology. God gave man the ability to learn technology. No, the angels came down here and taught men how to do a whole lot of things that y'all didn't approve of. And I really believe that's what they're doing. You know? So, that's where
It's a lot, but they was also, but now these people done came out saying the same thing. That's why everybody's in an uproar about this vaccine now, because they're starting to realize the truth, too.
Yeah. And you're making it mandatory. And like I told y'all, I said, now the mark of the beast, It's supposed to be voluntary. It's never supposed to be mandatory to the point where you have to take it. You're altering the DNA of these people. And half of these people don't even know what's going on. And then I had a lady ask another young lady, well, if that's technology, will the code ever go back to normal? Because now you've introduced a foreign code into the body that goes against the DNA that's genetically telling the body to do something else, will it ever recalculate and go back to normal, or will that code always be there to change things in you? He's talking about, well, he didn't say nothing about it going back. That's what they're doing. All over the world.
That's sad, but it's really getting that way. You know, they talk about these vaccine passports. I agree with you. The mark of the beast is going to be voluntary. But I think so many of our people are just so, how could I put this? They're so, because they really accepting it. You know what I mean? But this news agency that I was watching, they also said that the government is trying to track tracking the people who don't have the vaccine, and that it's something about they want to make a registry for African Americans because a lot of us are not taking it. You know, like they did the Jewish concentration camps and stuff.
Well, that's unconstitutional. That's
mm-hmm,
not constitutional.
I agree.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I want you to hear this. Check this out. Check this out. Hold on. Let me make sure that this is the part. Here we go. Check this out.
These individuals, the Rothschilds, the Gates, NIH, the Fauci, they began to work together regarding this DNA gene-altering therapy. It's very important you understand that. So they are working together regarding this.
Prior to lipid nanoparticle vaccines, there was a problem with getting CRISPR into the cells. Pfizer and Moderna's method are lipid nanoparticle vaccines that crosses the blood-brain barrier, merges with cells very easily. And you can see the people that were involved there were DARPA. That's your Department of Defense. They're also connected with the CIA. And you'll notice that the Chinese, this person is second to Gates in the world in private philanthropy money.
Chinese coming up again.
Here is the Moderna CEO.
Okay, I want you to listen very clearly to the CEO of Moderna. Listen to it very carefully.
I'm here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life.
Stop.
And that
stop. Did you hear that? I'm here today to tell you that we are actually hacking the software of life. Like somebody hack a computer? Listen carefully. Go ahead, Tom.
Changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. So here's all the biology you need to know in 30 seconds. Our body is made out of organs. Our organs are made out of cells. And in every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA, our genes, to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what a cell will actually do. And so we think of it like an operating system. And so if you could actually change that, which we call the software of life, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that has profound implications for everything. So many of us get a vaccine. What is a vaccine? It is an injection in our arm where we get bits and pieces of the virus, the proteins, and that teaches our immune system to recognize the virus, and so when we get infected, we're not sick. Now imagine if instead of giving the protein, we would give the instructions on how to make the protein,
how the body can
make its own vaccine.
Stop. So here's what he's saying. So what normally happens in a vaccine is that they would inject a little portion of the disease into your body, and your body reacts to it and forms antibodies. But he says, suppose we change that, and rather than inserting portions of the disease, we actually insert a code into your system to tell the cells to produce the antibodies. Notice what he's saying. He's saying, consider your body like an operating system, like a computer system, right? So what we're doing, that is one of the reasons why some people have a problem with the word vaccine, because vaccine means a little portion of the disease that they insert into your system. That's not what's happening here. What they're inserting is a code to instruct your cells to produce. See the difference? So that's what he's saying. Suppose we change from the regular vaccine, but rather we give the cells instruction. And so that's the challenge we have. Let's keep rolling. Tom?
That's an mRNA vaccine. And here's what it looks like from the cell. So the traditional approach has protein floating around your cells. An mRNA vaccine approach has the cells themselves in your own body making the vaccine. What's more alarming, a stranger prowling the neighborhood or somebody who just broke into your ground floor and tripped the alarm? That's what happens with an mRNA vaccine. You've tripped the alarm wire, and now the cell is dialing 911. It's calling the police at the same time as it's making the protein and saying, that's the bad guy. If you think about what it is we're trying to do, we've taken information and our understanding of that information and how that information is transmitted in a cell, and we've taken our understanding of medicine and how to make drugs, and we're fusing the two. We think of it as information therapy. All right. Let's listen to what Bill Gates thinks about this.
Did y'all hear that? There it is. They're ingesting a code. They're changing the molecular structure of your DNA, and they're telling the DNA what to do when y'all already put it in us for the body to do what it needs to do, but man has always tried to take control over things that he didn't create, in my opinion. That was the CEO of Moderna, the one of the vaccines that's out today. That's what it was. That's what he said. What do you think about that?
I think it's just a shame that, you know, they trying to do all of this when they got studies out, well, they got studies now coming in now saying that people with the vaccine that got COVID has a higher, the natural immunity after you have COVID is higher than, you know, your immunity level is higher from that than it is taking a vaccine.
Absolutely. So if that's the case, and you're sending a code in to tell the body to produce the antibodies, what if the code that you're sending in doesn't match with the code? It doesn't gel with the code that's in the DNA, and it all of it goes haywire, malfunctions. That's why all these people dying.
That's correct.
From the vaccine. You messing with something you ain't got no business messing with.
Like you always say, crucial.
It is. For real. It really is. It's really some serious stuff. But because people don't do their homework, you know, they just believe the whole fearmonger thing. It's like, no.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Wait a minute, now the vaccine ain't enough, and now they want them to get a booster.
Oh, just put some more of that stuff in your body.
Yeah, because it ain't working because they're tinkering with something they have nothing to do with. They're not supposed to be messing with. That's what it's called. It's called mRNA vaccine because it has nanoparticles in there that gives a code to your DNA. It's crucial. It is really, you're right, it is crucial. Crucial. And some people just cannot, their bodies can't handle that.
Nope.
You don't know how many people have died from the vaccine hours after they took it.
That's what they're talking about. That's what the nurses in that hospital were talking about, is that these people are dying. These people are coming down with symptoms and things that you've never even heard of.
Because they're not supposed to be doing that. They getting blood clot, all kind of stuff is going on. It's too much. And then the thing is, what's the long-term effect? because you've disturbed and interrupted the cold that comes naturally through the Most High, through the body. You've injected your own cold in there. What is the long-term effect of that? You're not even supposed to be messing with that DNA code.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
Mm-mm. And then if you don't get it, you lose your job, you lose your livelihood, you lose everything you work for. Come on now.
But you know, the job where I was previously working now, they have until October the 8th, something like that, to take the vaccine or lose your job. So y'all moved me out of the way just in time, didn't
you? I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button by accident. You said they have until October the 8th to get it or they fired.
Yeah. Oh. All federal contract workers.
Well, like I said, we have religious exemptions for those who are Israelites. Because they are not supposed to be messing with the code of your DNA to tell you, to communicate to your DNA, to tell your DNA to do anything. Yah has already designed our bodies to do that naturally, and we are not to participate in anything that's going to alter our bodies in any way that man is trying to take control of. That is totally against Yah. Totally. Area code 540, mm-hmm. Your mic is... You're on the air.
Okay, I just I wanted to say, you know, a lot of the much newer vehicles, you no longer need a key. There's a code built into this thing that you have on you. The car reads it and it starts. Now, what if you park your vehicle and here comes a computer expert that's mischievous? They do something to your vehicle code. You try to start your car wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody someplace else that has this new code would start your car and is able to start it and shut it off. That
mm-hmm.
person then owns that car because they control that car. It's the
mm-hmm.
same with the body. You have the code for my body. It's not my body. And I don't have an original body that Yah made because you are controlling it. That's not good, and that's not going to happen. I don't feel that Yah would allow that. I could be wrong, but I don't see him allowing that.
No.
We might be going to the unwalled city sooner than we think.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
These are mad scientists that have come up. They want to be able to see how this alters the DNA, and they're making it mandatory.
Yeah. Well, let's see what Yah will do.
It's just like OnStar. OnStar is the same way on the car. If you have
mm-hmm.
OnStar on it can start your car. It can shut your car down. Don't pay your car. See what happens. Stop your car. You won't be able to start it.
That's right. They always want to mess with what Yah has created. He alone is creator, and he shares his glory with no one.
Mm-hmm.
The war is on.
You better believe, because, honey, we're going to pray it down every chance we get. And for you all that has got it, we're going to pray for you. Because there's no telling what the side effect is going to be from this messing with the DNA code of your body.
Yes.
It just ain't none. You just don't know.
Mm. that's where people are going to be hearing voices and acting crazy.
That's true. They already hearing sounds. Hold on, let me let this brother tell you about his. Hold on just a minute. Let me play this real quick.
100 Californians say they started hearing ringing in their ears after getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Now they're wondering if tinnitus should be listed as a rare side effect. Our ABC 10 News anchor Derek Stahl is going in depth to explain the link regulators have made to one vaccine but not the others. San Diegan Andy Heil says the sound started about a month after getting his first dose of the Moderna vaccine.
I was sitting on my couch on a quiet Saturday, and all I could hear was like this really loud hissing, and I was like, this isn't right.
For LA-based director Damone Pablo, it was 3 days after his second dose, the sound of a jet engine in his left ear.
Even talking to you right now, it's buzzing in my ear, almost louder than our conversation.
The two Californians are among more than 10,000 people in the U.S. who have submitted a report about tinnitus to the CDC's database. Most were after the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. A few hundred were after Johnson & Johnson. For context, that's about one report for every 20,000 vaccinated Americans. And tinnitus has been a mysterious condition for a while.
I've talked to top doctors at UCLA, at various ear institutes. They don't know why people had ringing in their ears before COVID even happened.
The CDC estimates nearly 15% of the public will experience some form of tinnitus. It can be caused by lots of things: head injury, sinus congestion, stress, anxiety, autoimmune diseases, and high blood pressure.
People get it after viral infections. People get it after vaccinations of other types. People get it sporadically. And so what's always difficult to figure out is whether these cases that people are talking about are because they had a vaccine or because they had some other viral infection or because some other trigger triggered it.
UC San Diego infectious disease expert Dr. Robert Schooley says it's possible some of the cases were caused by an unexpected immune response to the vaccine or inflammation, but he suspects most cases of post-vaccine tinnitus are probably a coincidence.
Some of these tinnitus reports happened within less than a day of the vaccination, and that would be way too fast for an immune response. Immune responses take usually a week or 2 weeks.
In August, both the FDA and the European Medicines Agency added tinnitus to the list of possible side effects to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. But regulators say there is no causal link to the vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna, although they're constantly monitoring the data.
I do think the vaccine's safe. None of us are saying the vaccine's not safe. We're just saying, hey, this may be a side effect that may affect some people, some subset of people. Maybe there's something you can do to help in it.
Damone Pablo says the overwhelming evidence supports getting vaccinated to save lives, and he doesn't regret getting the shots. He just wants a way to turn the engine off.
All right, there you have it. They have ringing in their ears. And you know what? You are so right, sis. You are so right. You know what? This is now a battle. This is a spiritual battle between science and God. This is a spiritual battle now between science and Yah. This is what this is turning into a spiritual battle between science and Yah. It really is. It really, really is. This is not no joke right here. This is some serious business. It really is. Because now you have heard it straight from the CEO of Moderna, which says you're not injected with the virus. We are injecting a code into your DNA code to jumpstart your immune system so that your immune system will fight the virus off. Y'all already designed the body to do that.
Yes, he did.
And they are trying to make this test mandatory. Well, if you don't get it, you lose everything, and that is not right. There's no way that's right. There's no way. No way. Mm-mm. And these people be walking around with no mask on or nothing, like they have all the faith in the world in this stuff. And it's like you have no idea what that code has done to your body as they have injected that code into your body. You don't know what that's doing to your DNA code that's supposed to be natural, that is supposed to be between a mother and a father that gave birth to a child that automatically sets itself in the womb. That man has no business messing with that at all under no circumstances.
Their God said, I want to be like the Most High. So he wants to collect God's people. That's what it's about. It's about us, the Hebrews, the real Hebrews, the Israelites. But they don't want to come out and put it that way.
That is terrible.
You can't beat prayer. Pray and fast.
Ooh, these people, listen to what this lady had come. Listen to her. Hold on just a minute. Let me put this in there. She done developed something serious. Lord have mercy. You messing with a cold.
But responsibly, I don't want to discourage people from getting vaccines. And strangely, I don't really want to discourage them from getting this one.
Jennifer Gibson says she got the COVID vaccine because she wanted to see life in Canada get back to normal. But the Toronto woman wasn't prepared for what she saw when she looked in the mirror 2 weeks after getting her AstraZeneca shot.
In the morning, I was just looking and I thought, gosh, something is weird with my face. And I thought, whatever, I slept funny, no big deal. And by the end of the day, my husband even, I was asking him, like, this is weird now. And even with kindness, he had to say, yes, it was.
A phone consult with Gibson's doctor confirmed that she had developed Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis.
So honestly, when they said Bell's palsy, it's, you know, devastating to look at half your face being paralyzed. But the little that I knew of Bell's palsy, I thought, people don't die from that. So the fact that it wasn't something that I was going to not be around for my daughter later, you know, it's dealable. It sucks, but it's dealable.
Gibson is sharing her experience on Instagram to show people what vaccine side effects could potentially be like.
You know, the reason why I got it is I wanted to get back to real life, and I have friends who are fighting cancer, and they can't get their treatments.
Health Canada tracks adverse reactions to COVID vaccines, and the most recent data shows 131 cases like Gibson's. Bell's palsy has been reported in clinical trials for all COVID vaccines approved in Canada, but also in patients who received a placebo or no vaccine. Epidemiologists say there just isn't enough to establish a causal link.
There's always that background rate. So what's the rate at which this may have occurred, unfortunately, anyway? So for example, for Bell's palsy, the rate is about 25 per 100,000. And when I calculate the data here, that rate is less than 1 per 100,000.
Bell's palsy typically resolves itself within 2 to 6 months, but in some cases can persist. Gibson says she started seeing some improvement in the last few days. But in the meantime, she hopes that by sharing her story, we can talk about the benefits and side effects of getting the shot.
I thought we could go back to real life and, you know, help those who can't get it. Then this kind of nightmare will be over. But, you know, now I can say definitively that, yeah, there is a downside.
In Ottawa.
I don't mean to laugh, but that lady's mouth is twisted to the other side of her face. It's twisted. It looks like she had a stroke. And this is mandatory. Shit. I'm sorry. I hate to be, we going to listen to the children of Israel that's listening under the sound of my voice. This is a battle now between science and Yah. This is really a battle. And we have all of the doctors and the president of the United States and all of the pharmaceutical companies, and everybody is on one side. But everybody that's on the Lord's side, y'all need to come over here with us because we need to pray now for real. Because this is a battle between science and Yah. This is exactly what this is. This stuff is serious. They all on the same side, all of them, gathering together.
You know, just like the Bible says, just as in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man.
You know that's
you know,
true.
You know, Noah's time, all that DNA mixing and all that stuff was going on, and here we go again.
No telling what kind of code they shooting in you. Ain't no telling where that code is coming from. We rebuke the devil. We, you and I, we not doing it. So you can get up there and battle and squabble. Don't know your name if you want to. We're not going to do it. Hold on. Eric code 513, your mic is over you on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family. Sister Lavia here. You know I'm an outside person, sis. You know I love spending time outside. But
yes.
What I noticed, like, months ago before, here in Texas, months and months ago, I noticed that at a time when the leaves outside on the trees were supposed to be green, they all turning yellow. So is it possible that people are actually having their asthma, respiratory, allergy stuff from the chemtrails?
Anything is possible.
I'm just looking at the flow of this on how so many people are actually getting sick. You see what I'm saying?
Because
now the trees are practically all falling off, falling off and dying before it's even fall. The chemtrails are coming back so much stronger now. And, I'm just like, what is the link between the people that are actually getting sick and COVID itself and the vaccine? So I kind of think on the front end, they're shooting up with the stuff that's in the sky, causing the respiratory, and which is making people afraid and go get the vaccine, which is getting us on the back end.
Probably.
Yeah, diabolical stuff.
It is. All of it is diabolical. It's all diabolical. Like I said, we are dealing with science. And now you have science against Yah's natural, the way Yah does natural, the body naturally. And this is exactly what this is. And this is how, from a religious standpoint, we get an exemption. Because we don't tamper with the body like that. We don't do those type of things. He gave us a law. He gave us laws, statutes, and commandments to live by. And he said, if you do them, you shall live in them. That's what the scripture says. So as long as we are obedient unto him, he covers us in certain things. Does that mean we get sick? Yes, unfortunately, we are exposed to the place where we are. But our body will do what it is designed to do. But anytime man tries to inject a code into your DNA to tell your DNA to do something, they are tampering with something they have no business tampering with. I'm sorry. No. We've learned how to put it. We've discovered the message of life. What is that?
Think they're God. They think they're the creator. They think they run everything.
Hear this one more time, what the CEO of Moderna is saying. I want you to hear it one more time. Hold on just one more minute. As soon as I get it up here, I want you to hear what he just said. So you don't think we talking crazy. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's some scary stuff. Man, you like you said, Brother Yerushalayim, as in the days of Noah. Here we go. Check it out.
regarding this DNA gene altering therapy. It's very important you understand that. So they are working together regarding this.
Prior to lipid nanoparticle vaccines, there was a problem with getting CRISPR into the cells. Pfizer Moderna's method or lipid nanoparticle vaccines that crosses the blood-brain barrier merges with cells very easily. And you can see the people that were involved there were DARPA. That's your Department of Defense. They're also connected with the CIA. And you'll notice that the Chinese, this person is second to Gates in the world in private philanthropy money.
Chinese coming up again.
Here is the Moderna CEO.
Okay, I want you to listen very clearly to the CEO of Moderna. Listen to it very carefully.
We're here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life.
Stop, Tom.
And that it's...
Stop. Did you hear that? I'm here today to tell you that we are actually hacking the software of life. Like somebody hack a computer. Listen carefully.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That is your DNA. Now we'll listen.
Go ahead, Tom.
Changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. So here's all the biology you need to know in 30 seconds. Our body is made out of organs. Our organs are made out of cells. And in every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA, our genes, to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what a cell will actually do. And so we think of it like an operating system. And so if you could actually change that, which we call the software of life, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that has profound implications for everything. So many of us get a...
Did you hear that? He said, if you can introduce a line of code into the DNA or change a line of code, you mess it, man, listen. Well, here we go.
Vaccine. What is a vaccine?
Crucial.
It is an injection in our arm where we get bits and pieces of the virus, the proteins, and that teaches our immune system to recognize the virus, and so when we get infected, we're not sick. Now, imagine if instead of giving the protein, we would give the instructions on how to make the protein,
how the body can
make its own vaccine.
Pause, Tom. So here's what he's saying. So what normally happens in a vaccine is that they would inject a little portion of the disease into your body, and the system, your body reacts to it and form antibodies. But he says, suppose we change that, and rather than inserting portions of the disease, we actually insert a code into your system to tell the cells to produce the antibody. This is it. Notice what he's saying. He's saying, we consider your body like an operating system, like a computer system. Right? So what we're doing, rather than, that is one of the reasons why some people have a problem with the word vaccine, because vaccine means a little portion of the disease that they insert into your system. That's not what's happening here. What they're inserting is a code to instruct your cells to produce. See the difference? So that's what he's saying. Suppose we change from the regular vaccine. Rather, we give the cells instruction. And so that's the challenge we have. Let's keep rolling. Tom.
That's an mRNA vaccine. And here's what it looks like from the cell. So the traditional approach has protein floating around your cells. An mRNA vaccine approach has the cells themselves in your own body making the vaccine. What's more alarming, a stranger prowling the neighborhood or somebody who just broke into your ground floor and tripped the alarm? That's what happens with an mRNA vaccine. You've tripped the alarm wire, and now the cell is dialing 911. It's calling the police at the same time as it's making the protein and saying, that's the bad guy. If you think about what it is we're trying to do, we've taken information and our understanding of that information and how that information is transmitted in a cell. And we've taken our understanding of medicine and how to make drugs, and we're fusing the two. We think of it as information therapy.
There you have it. I mean, it don't get no plainer than that. I don't know. Listen. That is cruel. You don't know what kind of, yeah, listen, I mean, you know, knowing what we know and knowing what we've learned and knowing what Yah has showed us and knowing who these people are, these people do not worship Yah. They don't. Let's establish that first. They do not worship him. This is a battle between science and the Most High Yah. That's what this is. Between the way he created it and the way man wants to manipulate it. That's what this is. And they are trying to make this mandatory for you all to get it so that they can manipulate the genome population to put a code in you. There ain't no telling what it's going to tell your DNA to do. What if the code malfunctions? Then what?
Who takes you
away from your blood? That's a lot. Hold on. Let me play another one. Hold on just a minute. Here we go. Check it out.
News 2 at 6.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to News 2 at 6. I'm Kaylee Bogan.
And I'm Bob Mueller. New tonight, a Nashville woman is speaking out tonight from her hospital bed, unable to walk. Less than 24 hours after receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from neck down. As News 2's Alex Dennis shows us, she is encouraging others to advocate for their health.
It's just like the worst nightmare I can ever imagine.
Brandi Parker McSadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk? No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot, she explains she lost her ability to move from her shoulders down.
I thought maybe if anything, I'd probably get like flu-like symptoms because I'd already had COVID, but I never in a million years thought I would never be able to get up and go to the bathroom or get up and walk to the other side of the room or stand up and hug my kids.
The usually active mother of three is speaking out, not with the intent of causing fear.
I'm not saying don't get your vaccine. I'm just saying that COVID is really real.
And still really new, she continues, including the vaccine, which is why she feels any possible adverse side effect should be investigated, even if it is extremely rare.
There's been, I don't know how many people have been vaccinated and been fine, right? But we have to tell everything. Otherwise, we will get nowhere in this thing of COVID.
Brandi advocates for women's health on a daily basis. Following a diagnosis of epilepsy, she created a nonprofit called My Epilepsy Story. Now, her fight has shifted from her hospital room, warning of other women with similar symptoms to hers.
We do know there have been a couple of cases, a couple other women, but those women did not have epilepsy.
She applauds the investigation into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which involved 6 women and rare blood clots. And she's hoping research will be done into these cases of paralysis.
This is why I say we need government funding and NIH for all these things.
Her husband, James, is also encouraging anyone with rare reactions to speak up.
This is something that is personally affecting our family and us. But this is bigger than us.
In the meantime, Brandi is focused on the positive.
I have gotten some movement in my toes, which is great.
She will start intensive physical therapy this week. Alex Dennis, News 2.
Now, that's just too much going on. Now, I cannot imagine. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine not being able to move no more? And like I said, we don't know what it's going to do later on down the line.
You're going to have somebody that's going to be able to understand what's going on with you because they're supposed to be getting doctors from all over the place for the shortage. They might not even have a knowledge of what, what's going on.
Girl, that's just too much. That's too much. That's just too much. I mean, you know, that's just too much. It really is. Here we go. Here go another one. We're going to put it on here. I'm just going to put it on here. We're going to give it a minute, but I'm going to put it on there so that you understand this is not a joke. This is messing with your DNA. Hold on.
Johnson COVID vaccine on pause in all 50 states after six women experienced rare blood clots after getting their shots. Our Shannon Lilly looked into some common and uncommon side effects people are feeling, including one that has some women uneasy.
I got my second one yesterday morning. Felt a little lethargic, a little bit of a headache this morning.
It's something we hear often.
The only concerns I had were, I guess, the side effects after the second shot.
Like Tommy DeNuto, you yourself might have experienced some of them. The CDC listing tiredness, headaches, muscle pain, chills, fever, and nausea as common side effects of the COVID vaccine. But what about less common side effects?
There are probably going to be a lot of things that come up that we have to investigate.
In December, the CDC detected a rate of 11 cases per million doses of a rare life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. And on Tuesday, administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was paused nationwide due to blood clotting in six women following their shot. Now, women have taken to Twitter. In a thread started by a University of Illinois associate professor, Dr. Kate Clancy says she noticed changes to her menstrual cycle after her first dose of Moderna, and hundreds of women document a similar experience.
That's just not how these vaccines work, so I'd be very surprised.
Dr. Melissa Murray with the Richmond and Henrico Health Districts doesn't believe there's a physiologic involvement between the vaccine and your menstrual cycle, but does say the vaccine could be a stressor on your body, since it's teaching your immune system to fight the COVID virus.
There's a really complex feedback mechanism between your brain and the ovary. It's called the HPO axis. And any major stressor is enough to throw off that axis.
Dr. Rachel Love.
Did you hear what it says since the vaccine? Listen to this, y'all. Since the vaccine, listen, I want you to listen very carefully. Since the vaccine is teaching your immune system to fight off the virus. Y'all already designed the body to do that. Man is truly overstepping. Since the vaccine is teaching your immune system to fight off the virus. It's just, here, let me finish.
A physician with Bon Secours OBGYN at St. Mary's, she says, even good stressors like a new job or move throw off hormones and cause menstrual irregularities. But she says the vaccine itself isn't causing the changes.
Now, how can they tell the women that the vaccine is not causing menstrual cycle issues when you have women that are reporting that their menstrual cycle is black for after the vaccine? I don't know, y'all. I'm just like, wow, for real. I mean, it's just incredible. I want you to hear the doctor, the police officer that quit his job. Hold on. Here we go.
Harm on hundreds of Navy SEALs quitting over these vaccine mandates. And it's not just happening in the military. Law enforcement members are also fighting back, including a veteran police officer out in California who hung up his badge over the vaccine requirement for all city employees. David Gutierrez served nearly 30 years in the San Jose Police Department, and he joins us now with more on his decision. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for giving me the strength to step out of my comfort zone, and thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Oh, well, you know, thank you so much for coming on. It's an important topic, and thank you for your service out there. Why? Tell us why you decided to hang up your badge.
When we received an email saying that you're going to have a vaccine by a certain date or face discipline up to including termination, and I took it as a threat. And because I don't plan to be vaccinated, and I decided to turn in my badge so I can speak up because others can't for fear of losing their job.
Sergeant, how hard of a decision was that?
Very difficult, especially after, you know, serving for that many years and putting on the uniform so many times. The last time I put on, it's emotional.
You're being forced to leave your job because you don't want to get this vaccine. Are you alone in this, in your department?
I'm definitely not alone. There's several hundred people throughout the city that back this, and it's unfortunate because they were doing weekly testing for a very short period of time before they moved on to this mandate. And while most people don't want to do weekly testing, they would much rather do that and keep their job than be forced to get a vaccination. And the mayor had said that this was done to protect the employees and the population, but the thing is, they're not testing the vaccinated employees, and we all know that vaccinated people can get the virus and spread it without knowing even. So that doesn't seem right. And he also had said that the percentage went up from 82% to 85%, and he had said that the strategy is working. And if the strategy is to force people to decide whether to have a livelihood or get the vaccine, that's not something to be proud of.
I know that your department's already understaffed, so if so many people quit, that's going to be detrimental to the community when they call 911 and there aren't enough officers to come to their rescue and their aid. I know you're not an anti-vaxxer. You just don't want to get it. You don't want to be forced to put something in your body for religious reasons. What are you going to do next? How will you make money?
I haven't even thought about that. You know, I am retired. I have my retirement. I was, after I retired, I became the reserve because I was making extra money. And I don't know if we could always say extra because, you know, we all get enough just to pay the bills. But, I mean, I'll find some way. And it's really, money's not important to me right now. It's this cause and my other people in the group, and it's not just police officers, it's our dispatchers, it's people in every other city function, and like you said, they're very understaffed. You can't find qualified people.
Okay.
And also, you can't lose these people who have been here for so many years.
Yep.
You're not losing just a person, you're losing all of that experience as well.
That's true.
Do you feel defeated, abandoned? Who do you blame for this?
I don't feel defeated at all because I have strength, I have faith, and I know that it's going to turn out right because, you know, I believe that God's leading me in this direction, and mm-hmm. we're going to win in the end.
Have you thought about moving and going to an area where you don't have to be vaccinated?
Yeah, I would be lying if I said that hasn't crossed my mind. But there's so many other things right now that are important here mm-hmm. That I would not move on before they're taken care of.
Real quickly, David, why did you serve?
I served because I had a skill set that was turned out to be really good for that. Just enjoy talking to people. Really, we all say we want to serve the community. I really did enjoy that. I like to help people. I like to fight for the victims. I worked in so many different units just so I can, you know, serve people in many different capacities, and I enjoyed it.
Wow. Well, you have a skill to protect the community that you love so much, and I'm really sorry that you're not going to be able to do that anymore, but I know your faith will get you through this, and you'll find something else. God bless you.
Told y'all, man, this is getting ready to get ugly. Woo! This is getting ready to get ugly. I mean, real talk. This is getting ready to get real ugly real quick. It is. These people are losing their lives, their livelihood. They are firing people, people that have been faithful. Like he said, seasoned workers that showed up on time, that you could depend on. People that worked toward the effort of making sure that whatever the cause was and whatever the procedure was, they did it to the letter for 20 and 30 years. But because we trust Yah instead of science. Science is telling us if you don't let us do what we want to do, your life is over. Now, you know that's going to cause a problem. I mean, listen, you talking about a worldwide, talking about a United States prayer of everybody coming together? This is when this happens. Because this is seriously science versus Yah. It really is. It really, really is. To the point where the president of the United States of America can get up on television and tell everybody, you either get it or you don't work. That's wrong. That is just wrong. That is so wrong in so many ways. That's wrong. I don't know. What do you guys say?
I'm just saying, I'll say, you know, this is more to it because they really pushing that vaccine out. This new job I saw, when I went out there and started, you should see the number of people. For $100, they taking a shot. And I'm out there like, man, y'all need to, look at what's going on first. And they just taking it. You ain't going to take your shot. You ain't going to take your shot. And they all getting it. And I'm like, wow.
I know what you're talking about. I know. It's terrible. They already shoot you with stuff anyway. It's just not cool. This is just what. Check this out, you guys. Check it out.
From Washington now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to make a recommendation to President Biden mandating vaccines for all active duty service members. Congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more on this. Good morning, Rachel.
Cecilia, good morning. And this is a shift from the Pentagon. They previously indicated that they would wait for FDA approval, but now Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin expected to move forward with this, making the recommendation to the president that would require all of the 1.3 million active duty service members to be vaccinated. This will require the sign-off from the president. It would require a special waiver that would need to be signed. But it comes just days after President Biden announced that all federal employees must be vaccinated or be subjected to regular COVID-19 testing. We know that about 70% of the military has already received at least one shot, but this could raise questions about whether or not service members could be discharged if they refuse to be vaccinated, Cecilia.
As you said, a big shift, Rachel. The other big headline this morning is that infrastructure bill. The Senate, you're hearing, is close to a big vote on this one.
Yeah, a key vote coming in just 24 hours here in the Senate, Cecilia. This is expected to set the stage for the final passage of that bipartisan infrastructure package by the end of the weekend. The package, $1 trillion, would provide billions in funding for roads, bridges, broadband, internet. The negotiators on this will need to keep at least 10 Republicans on board to get it across.
Let me get back. I want to get this one done because I want to show you where the military is quitting, too. When military is quitting, they
are the COVID vaccine is not mandatory for those in the military, and it appears a large number don't want it.
Yeah, CBS 17's Kayla Strayer is live at Fort Bragg, where about 60% of troops who are offered the vaccine are taking it. Kayla.
Yeah, that's right. A large number, but it is important to note the majority of troops are still choosing to get vaccinated. Fort Bragg says they're back at it today, vaccinating at least 1,000 people on post. This after shipments delayed yesterday, so there were no clinics yesterday. They say the vaccine right now, it's not mandatory, but they are encouraging soldiers to get vaccinated. This line of soldiers waiting to get vaccinated at Fort Bragg's Sports USA building stretches out the door today. It's a welcome sight to Colonel Joe Fucino with the 18th Airborne Corps.
It's heartening to see soldiers getting vaccinated.
Can you tell us why you wanted to get vaccinated?
Just to get protected. We do a lot of training together, so I feel like I need to be protected, and that's why I'm taking it.
Everybody's getting sick, and I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to spread it, so I just want to hurry up and get it done.
Military officials told Congress during a House Armed Services Committee meeting this week that so far about one-third of military members who have been offered the COVID vaccine have decided not to take it. Colonel Buccino says per DOD guidelines, they can't say exactly how many Fort Bragg soldiers have been vaccinated, but it's in the tens of thousands. They continue educating and encouraging soldiers to get vaccinated.
Defeating some of the myths that are out there, talking to our soldiers, arming them with the right information, and making sure they make an informed decision.
The more people that get it, the more people want to get it, because they'll be like, okay, so you didn't get sick, you'll be okay.
Military leaders tell Congress that vaccine acceptance rates appear to go up for troops getting ready to deploy.
Deploying soldiers are put to the front of the line. If they choose to vaccinate, they're placed in the front of the line.
Now, the ones that don't get it are not placed in the front of the line. Now it's mandatory that they get it. They have to get it now. This is mandatory that
they
get
it.
Closely monitoring side effects.
Yep, it's mandatory that they get it now. Mandatory. And a lot of them are leaving because it's mandatory.
How is it that part of Congress part of Congress is exempt from getting the vaccine, but everybody is Medicaid?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean, if we're talking about stop the bullying, what's sound like y'all bullying us?
They are trying.
Don't make sense. It don't make sense.
They're trying to, sis. They are seriously.
And after everything I've been in the military with Agent Orange and Tuskegee, I mean, if you don't know your history, you do them and repeat it. I don't see how I'd have to leave, too. I mean, I'd have to.
Yeah. This is going
this
to
is
start.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Brother Jerashina.
No, you go ahead. I was just saying it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's unfortunate. I mean, I don't even know, you know, what you can possibly say because it's just, and it's off the chain. But this is the world in which we're living in today. And if this, if you don't know Yah's on his way back now, I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. Because anytime they start making it mandatory to the point where you're about to lose your job, that's crucial. That is so serious. You know? Serious business. Okay, one more and then we're going to open up the floor. Let me let this one go and then we're going to open up the floor.
We are at the Anschutz campus counting down. We're getting ready to start the protest here. I just want to jump on here live just stating a disclaimer. We are not for or against the vaccination. We are merely standing up for the American citizens, our rights, and our medical freedom to choose what we do with our bodies. This vaccination is experimental and not FDA approved, and we are here to stand up not only for us, but for our children, our families, and generations to come. Why are we not talking about natural immunities?
It should not be forced upon us to either vaccinate or lose our livelihood.
I'm happy to say that 90% of all our employees are currently vaccinated. So we actually have hit a huge threshold in terms of we started about 80%, and we just keep working on it and getting that up to this, where we want. And then obviously the goal is 100%. Our deadline is October 1st for everybody to have completed their series. So it's not, oh, I got my vaccine or I had an appointment. I have finished the series by October 1st. There will be disciplinary actions up to termination as of October 1st that will be implemented.
You know what? I've been in the healthcare community for over 20 years, and I've seen a lot of things change. And I think one thing that's really missing is having our rights being okay.
We do not consent!
Give us our rights to say no.
Stop the mandate!
I think this is why we live in the United States and that we have the ability to do that. And I think people should be able to express their opinions. I think they should be able to, you know, we should respect that they can do this and should do this if they feel the need. But I think at the end of the day, I think patients will recognize it's just a few groups of people that potentially are in this situation and that the vast majority with 90% of our staff and employees vaccinated, most of them don't feel that way.
Medical freedom, right? I don't see it right now, and I want it back. My residents deserve to have that back. They do not deserve to have us going gone because we refuse to vaccinate.
I think obviously we want to be respectful of people's individual preferences and their opinions, and there are
legal and medical ways to potentially be exempted from this. You can supply forms that say you have a religious or medical reason why you don't need to take the vaccine. But at the end of the day, we feel strongly that the vaccine is the number one way we can provide protection to our employees, to our staff, and most of all to our patients in the community. And so at the end of the day, well, again, we want to be respectful, and there will be instances in which someone will be exempted from the vaccine. We think this is the right thing to do.
It just hasn't been out long enough for anybody to sit there and know what the real side effects are. Everybody says it's safe, but you can't really say it's safe if you only had it out for, what, 18 months? Not even that. And like she says, a natural immunity. There's other ways to go about it. But anytime you tell somebody that this is the only way you can go about it, red flags are coming up for me.
Through the pandemic, I contracted COVID, and that was a very scary situation. I have natural immunities. This is one of my other arguments. Why is the government, why are these people not talking about natural immunities?
I think at the beginning when we first were questioning whether or not those with immunity really need to have a shot, was you could wait initially. Now we have very good data looking at individuals that received vaccination, did not receive vaccination, and looked at whether or not the rates of reinfection in those groups are the same. It's not. If you just had natural immunity, your risk of getting reinfected is twice the amount if you got vaccinated. And this just has to do with the changes in the virus as well as the breadth of your immune responses. And so even if you had COVID in the past, there is no reason not to get vaccinated, and it's in your interest because we do know that people get reinfected, and often that reinfection is more severe than the first round. And so the goal, again, is to keep everybody healthy and safe.
So guess what? If you don't do it the way we say do it, because we know better than ya, the natural immunity is not enough. Man has to step in and can already tweak what Yah has put in place, and we know better than Yah. This is a battle between science and the Most High Yah. I don't care what nobody say. I really don't. Floor is open, you guys. I'm finished playing the clips. I think we have heard enough. Anybody have anything to say behind that right there? Because guess what? Every church, every religious institution, everybody ought to be coming up against this. Every human rights organization, everybody, these people have, this is something else going on right here. Everybody ought to come together on this one right here and say, oh, no, if we got to go before Yah, we're not going to let you control what's going on in this body over here. That's science. Those are mad scientists. They have come up with a code now that they're putting into your DNA to make your code say do what tell your body to do what it naturally does anyway. She said, oh, no, natural immunity is not enough. Since when is y'all not enough? Mm-hmm. Anybody? I mean, I'm open. I'm listening to
I agree.
Already...
I agree. I agree. Because even just to look at the children ought to have an immune system that's supreme. I mean, you know, it should be working great. You
have
to give them a COVID shot.
Yeah.
It's just more, it's just... You just say it. The whole thing, you just say it.
Yeah. Ugly. Some ugly stuff. This is ugly, man. This is now we going between Yah and the enemy. This is the enemy. This is all it is. Anytime man puts himself above Yah, this is the enemy. The Most High Elohim, the Elohim that created all of this, you mean tell me something you created in the lab, a code that you injected in people, is better than the Elohim that created all of this? This is over. What'd you say? As in the days of Noah. Area code 972, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've been listening, and there's something that strikes me. Periodically, I just keep saying somebody's lying. Because When this first started, yesterday I was listening to all of these videos that were being played where there was a promise made that nobody would be made to take this vaccine. You know, the woman who has briefings was saying it, Fauci was saying it, everybody was saying nobody will be made to take these vaccines. The president said it over and over and over again, nobody will be made to take these vaccines. And yet here we are at the point where people are being made to take these vaccines. If you cannot trust the person's word, why would you then go on to believe them for something else? I mean, they've been lying all along, and it's blatant. They act as if what they say before has no weight because they can just change it at will. It goes right back to saying that this is safe when they give these companies immunity. Nobody talks about that. If this is so safe, reverse that so that people will at least know that if something happens, I will have some kind of recourse. But right now there is no recourse, and now it's being mandated. And so it's problematic. And you were speaking about this being a spiritual battle. Well, in USA Today, I'm looking at an online version. They have an article talking about some people think this is a mark of a beast. And they're saying, oh, they're wrong. This is not the mark of the beast. And then they have various pastors saying, oh, they don't understand that this is not the mark. And so this is, it says, there is no indication that the vaccine matches the mark described by Apostle Paul. This was a pastor who said that he's had parishioners or he's had church members come up to him and ask him, is this the mark of the beast? And he says, I've been sent numerous articles and videos that suggest the vaccine represents a conspiracy of government control or that the vaccine contains some sort of marking agent to indelibly identify those foolish enough to receive the vaccine. It's just not reasonable or logical to presume such a wide conspiracy is even possible. The question that arises is why this wide mistrust in medical treatment has come. And so they're saying, and then it goes down to the end, I think it says that anybody who believes this is just stupid or silly, or something to that effect, if I remember correctly. And so it's like they're saying that all reasonable people will listen to what we say, despite the fact that we lie, despite the fact that we've given ourselves blanket immunity, despite the fact that that nobody has responsibility other than those people who are getting Bell's palsy, who are losing sensation and use of their limbs. I mean, it's problematic. It is really, really something. And as you were saying, now this is the first time I've really come across an article where they're taking a religious bent, saying, "Oh, this is not the mark of the." And this is USA Today, so it's not a religious publication that's doing this.
Yeah, because they know the Bible is real. That's why, because they know the Bible is real, and they know that these people these people know the Bible. Whether they believe in Yah or not, they know what the Bible says about end time prophecies. And now they're saying, well, I'm going to let them tell you. They said Americans are quitting their jobs at record pace. Hold on, check this out.
The focus of the Biden administration has been getting people back to work. A new report shows about 4 million Americans quit their jobs in April of this year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that is the highest quit rate since the agency started publishing this data more than 20 years ago. And millions more have said that they plan to quit their jobs in the near future. For more on this, I want to...
They're not playing people quitting. They're like, you're not getting ready to do that. So if everybody is quitting their jobs, how in the world are you going to be able to sustain the country? Because you still have to uphold the Constitution. And Title VII says, under the religious exemption, we have a right to get an exemption if we don't believe for religious reasons that we should have to take the vaccine. That is incredible. They said highest rate ever. I told you everywhere I went today, you saw help wanted signs. Same help wanted signs. Walmart had help wanted signs. Kroger's had help wanted signs. The post office had help wanted signs. And I'm like, how are these people living?
We are watching the fall of America.
Y'all
said he was going to do it, and it's going to happen. I mean, it may not be what we thought, you know, but the country is falling. Let's just tell the truth. is falling apart at the seams. They fighting each other. They doing all kind of crazy stuff. Nobody want to work. You're right. They cannot sustain this country by doing this. And I'm sitting back, you know, with my little bowl of popcorn, you know, and I'm going, wow, this is great, you know, because I want to get out of here anyway. I want to be somewhere where I can serve my Elohim and live in peace.
Yes, sir. You know, you said it. The Most High said, after the 400 years. Let me read it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 15, 13. That's the best way to end it out. Ain't that the best way to end it out? Shoot. He said,
yes,
this word ain't gonna come back void. It ain't going to come back void. It won't. I'm sorry. He said, he told Abraham. He said, 15, let's go to 15, 13. Now, we can go to 12. It says, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Mm-hmm. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance. You know, we are watching this thing happen right before our eyes. We are. We're watching it right before our eyes. Right before our eyes. It's crucial. It is really serious. I mean real serious. It's like, man, this is some serious stuff right here. You know, even the president of the United States. Hold on, one more clip, and we going after this. I mean, I'm going to open up the floor for a few minutes. Check this out. This was just recently. This was September the 23rd. Listen what he said. Listen.
Washington to talk to President Biden about that defense thing we talked about.
I'm going to start it over.
One last thing. The Prime Minister is in Washington to talk to President Biden about that defense thing we talked about. The President, who couldn't remember his name last week. And at their meeting this week, though, at least he had cue cards to remind him to say that we're all friends. And then when the UK Prime Minister turned up to talk to Biden about this and more, invited questions from reporters, uh-oh, Biden's handlers were so scared that Biden this time had no cue cards, no script. So they shouted down Johnson and told the reporters to get out.
And I think nobody wants to see anything that interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday. Of course, that's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the. No.
Okay, now what? Let me tell you what's happening. Let me set the stage. He is meeting with the Prime Minister of England. They are in the room full of reporters. They're sitting at the head of the room, and the reporters are all on the couches on the left side and the right side. And the Prime Minister of England says, well, why don't we ask the reporters if they want to ask a question about what's going on so that we can answer it. They said because Biden didn't have a script, all of his staff members came in the office and said, okay, you guys, the meeting is over. Thank you for coming. Everyone, that's what you're hearing, all that noise. All of a sudden, they rush him out the office. The man looks like he is suffering from dementia. He does. Check it out.
Those staffers are panicking that people can see what serious decline Joe Biden's in, mental decline, and still got more than 3 years to go as president.
So, he, poor thing. It's just so sad. It's just, oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't even know what to say on that one. I just, he just looks so frail. He looks so frail, and he just, I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, you know, like I said, I took care of elderly people with dementia for many years, and the signs are there. They said he didn't even know what his name was.
So, see, I ain't.
Yes,
I want to say, one thing. Remember when y'all had Nebuchadnezzar eating grass?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Very.
It's sad. Brother Yeroslam, when you look at it, it is so sad. That man is old. He is elderly, has dementia.
Mm-hmm.
He looks frightened at times. He looks confused at times. America.
Yeah.
Gary. Area code 901. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, we here.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Since I took both of the vaccines, am I going to hell?
I don't know how that would. Are you going to hell? Why would you think you would go to hell?
Because, you know, when you say you change your DNA, I thought I was just a little scared because, you know, I had already took the vaccine, so I thought I would end up going to hell.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't think that would be the issue. I mean, you know, we just going to pray. It's a lot of people that have taken it. My mom has taken it. My two sisters have taken it, you know, and you took it and not really knew what was in it. But I don't think that's something to be worried about, more so than we're going to have to pray that the Most High release whatever it is that's taken, that they've shot inside of us or inside of you, won't do any damage.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, only way you make it into hell is if you, do you know what sin is?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, going against the Most High.
Absolutely. Sin is a transgression of the law. So as long as you keep his law, statutes, and his commandments, then you'll be all right. He said, for if you do them, you shall live in them. So as long as you do that, that's what's going to cover us. I don't think hell is the issue, more so that they won't be able to control you. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I feel a little bit better now.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's because a lot of people did it, but guess what my mom and them saying now? We ain't taking no boosters. I said, oh, I thought it was technology. And now they hollering, oh, we ain't taking no more boosters. Uh-uh, they not shooting me with nothing else. But my sister was like, well, that's technology. And God gives man the right to have technology, to learn how to. I said, oh, but you ain't going to take the booster? So God didn't give man the knowledge to do the booster either? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you know better, you do better. So the next, if I was you, I would just pray and ask the Most High not to let whatever it is influence your body in any way, and that you can do, your body will function normally like it should.
Okay.
That would be my prayer. All right, area code 928, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, my concern with the shot in general is that there's an antigen that goes onto each cell when you take the vaccine. There's a antigen that attaches itself to your each cell, and the antigen has the COVID virus in it. It's tainted with the COVID virus. Now, a virus changes. So when it starts to change, they're not telling you what is going to change, but that virus is never going to stay the same. For the rest of your life, that virus will be changing. And The thing about it is remember when we used to get the flu shot? We used to get the flu shot, and the flu shot was supposed to match the flu that was out next. But there's nothing to tell that virus. You're supposed to change into the virus variant, the next variant. So it may not match what you need, and then you won't be able to protect yourself, because if your body is on the variant of 19 and the flu that's out or the virus that's out is on number 8 or number 80, you don't know what mixing that next shot with what you got in your body is going to do to yourself. So you're right on bullseye when you say pray to the Most High that it won't do any damage or something wrong with your, it won't do damage to your body, because they're not telling you the full story. They're giving you part of the story.
Yeah. It's an experiment. It's a worldwide experiment. It's a worldwide experiment. And no, for you all who are babies and naive, no, you're not going to hell because you took the shot. That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with anything. It is the way that they are manipulating the natural flow of the body, and we have to pray and ask the Most High to cancel whatever it is that the enemy has designed, because our bodies have natural immunity that will take care of anything that comes into this body. Man can never do better than what Yah has already done. It don't never work. They have nothing they can come up with to try to be to outdo Yah ever. Ever. So no, don't panic and don't go through no changes. Because like I said, I have people in my family that done took it. Oh, and they sit back with all this confidence. Did you get the shot? I said, they're not shooting me with anything. And then when I told my mom about the cold, well, they shouldn't be able to do that. I said, well, they ain't going to sit up and tell you that on the news. They're not going to tell you that on the news. And they said, if they come out with a booster, I'm not getting nothing else. Why? It's the same technology. Don't you trust all the things that they're doing? Because if they got to keep on doing it over and over again and reworking it over and over again, something ain't working. Because y'all don't have to, like me and Brother Donnie, I always say, y'all have never came back and said, oops, I need to do that over. Not one time has he ever came and said in his word, in the whispering in the ear of the prophets, anything like, oops, I messed up, I got to do that over. Y'all don't have to rework nothing. When he said it was finished, it was done perfectly. Perfectly. Now, it's up to you to boost your immune system if you've been doing things that would cause your immune system to be weak, but the body will repair itself. There's nothing man can do to help anything along that Yah has already done. It's not. So, real talk. That's all we can do at this point is pray. Because they done went too far. Now all of a sudden they know better. Oh no, natural immunity is not enough. Since when is Yah not? And then they're going to come back 10 years down the line and say, oh, well, we just found out that, you know, the vaccine that you guys took for COVID causes cancer. They did that with the blood pressure medicine they put everybody on. Everybody that they put on this certain blood pressure medicine, a lot of the people started coming down with cancer. And then what did they do? They moved. They took it off the market. There's nothing that man can design that will outdo Yah ever. But they got all these pastors running around sticking this stuff in these people, in these members' arms. And stuff. It's crazy. The church. It's crazy. And they making the people who did didn't get the vaccine, they the villains. Oh, you didn't get the vaccine. No, we're going to trust y'all. That's who we're going to trust. No, no, no. It's just too much.
I have two questions. First of all, what I was raised with faith healing. Now, I know a lot of people weren't raised with faith healing, but even so, it seems to me that people should have a degree of expectation that the Most High will heal them or at least facilitate their healing rather than just totally abandoning his ability to do anything for them and trusting in the arm of man, which is very weak. And I was thinking, you know, Yah created the will, and then they're trying to recreate it, and they don't even know how it was made in the first place. So
that's
it's crazy,
right.
You know.
That is the truth. That is the truth. And then guess what? All on YouTube, all you see on YouTube now is they made us. We were a slave race, and they designed us, and they ain't made nothing. Because if they did, if they made you, they wouldn't be abducting nobody and doing no studies on nobody. They would know if they made us, they would know how to make us with their eyes closed. They don't know how to do nothing. That is not true.
And in that same vein, when the brother asked if you could possibly go to hell, my mom told us no one has a heaven or hell for you to go to, and that's because I was raised in a religion where they would quickly put you in hell. They could tell you exactly where you were going and why in a flash, and that's ridiculous. And my mom told us the day before she died, find God for yourself. So now we know, Yah, find him for yourself. Best advice ever. Because he's the one that we all answer to. No one can put you anywhere. So
that's right. Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Absolutely, 100%. And it's going to take y'all to come against these devils and demons. It's going to take y'all. This is an experiment, a worldwide experiment. No. This is just too much. You're going to inject the code into our DNA so that your code can tell our code to jumpstart our immune system to fight off against the virus. If our code already has a code in it to do that. Yah did it. He did it when he created man. When he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness and let them have dominion, that's when he put that code in there. That's when the code was put in. Not when you decide that it go in. Now you trying to alter something that Yah has already done. The Elohim of the universe has already created this, and now you done put something else in it to try to jumpstart it yourself just to see if it'll work. I don't think so. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, I got two things. It was the one is, this black guy, is Dr. Sky Whitaker, you know, he's talking about how that what they're putting in us has nothing to do with vaccination. It's got to do with changing us as a person. It has nothing to do with it. They're saying that it's, you know, they're dealing with the immune system, but it has nothing to do with that. So it's called medicine. Medicine is the name of the video. But and the other one is, I heard somebody yesterday was saying that how America is going around the world robbing everybody, but they don't have no money. And when you understand that it's Esau, the bankers behind it, and the Rothschilds, that's where all the money going. The America, China, and all them is just front people. Just like with the slave trade. They had front people up dealing with the slave trade, but the bankers, which is the Illuminati bankers, which is Esau, that's where all the money going. That's where you see the end result is where the money end up at. Is with the bankers. Yeah. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have the video for Scott Whitaker, have you actually seen the video?
Yeah. Matter of fact, they got other versions of it, but the one I originally had, which I recorded it, but the actual one, it took it off. It's a brother.
Okay.
He's telling you everything about it, what it is.
The reason why I say that, because I am very well, I know him very well. Dr. Whitaker has actually been on our show, and he is a holistic doctor, but he came up missing. We couldn't find him. He has been on this show many a times, and he came up missing, and nobody can find him.
Right. Well, they killed Dr. Sadie, so it shouldn't be nothing, no surprise.
And when I look up when I look up on YouTube looking for Scott Whitaker, I don't see him nowhere. I don't see him nowhere. Everything is 11 years old, 13 years old. Somebody put something up 4 years old ago, 4 years ago. We've been trying to find him.
Right.
So
right.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I do.
Right. Yeah, and the other thing about those people under the bridge, the Haitians, they got them out of there so fast because a lot of people don't know it, but, you know, ISUPK and some more other Israelite groups had went down there. They was giving them, helping them, so they was trying to cut off. It was Black Lives Matter. It was getting all those people getting ready to go down there. So they tried to get them out of there before all those protests started. Even Al Sharpton was down there. And they booed him out.
I believe that. So yeah, it's an interesting situation because you don't know what kind of code they put in. You don't know what that code is telling your code to do. You just know.
That's what this brother was saying. Dr. Whitaker was saying it's a system. It's a system that they're putting it within us. It has nothing to do with the. That's a fluke by them saying that it's got something to do with the vaccine, but it's a system that they're putting in us for what they're getting ready to do.
I can believe that, too. I don't trust none of it. I don't.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I just really don't. I mean, when you see how the food is genetically altered, the air, the atmosphere is genetically altered, the water is genetically altered, the animals are being cloned. I mean, it's just too much stuff going on for this to just be a phenomenon where they're worried about everybody else's health. This is all being, in my opinion, structured genetically different to appease another species of person, in my opinion.
Yeah, another missing element of that is the people don't really deal with it, but it's the reptilians, you know, reptiles.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Right.
You know, I don't really, like I said, we got to call on y'all. Everybody from the Gentile to whomever, the Israelites need to get together and call on the Most High Yah about this situation right here. Because this is not fair to the people who have been on their jobs for 20 and 30 years, good people, dependable people, people who you could count on. You know, and now all of a sudden you giving them a deadline like you've got to have it by this time or you're out. You know, what kind of loyalty is that with a company? Police officers are quitting. Military people are quitting. Doctors are quitting. Nurses are quitting. People are walking off of their jobs because they feel like, how dare you? Where's the loyalty? Like, how are you going to let me lose my job and I'm not sick? So, and again.
You know,
go ahead.
I'm going to go back to what they said. Nobody would be made to make this decision. But more than that, I've heard some people make the argument that people are advocating for a woman's right to control her own body. And if that's going to be the case, why isn't that same consideration extended to everyone having the right to make a decision with regard to their own body? But we see here in Texas that they've actually introduced legislation to try and curtail that. And so this is just a wholesale rolling back of people's autonomy and the right to really make decisions for themselves. And as you say, setting people up to do what they are told to do when they're told to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think somebody pointed out that what's happening is you may have said this yesterday, Sister Jaina, that all of those people who will not comply, they're getting rid of them. So the people who will comply are the ones who will remain.
Well, I hope this is the Most High's way to get us out of here. I really do. And send us where he has to go. I really do. I really do. I am not joking. I really do. Because, no, I don't trust your code, and no, I don't trust anything you shooting in me, and no, I don't believe in it at all under no circumstances. Absolutely no. Nope. So, no. I don't know what you are messing with the natural molecular structure of the human body that Yah has already designed. Yah does not need man's help to do anything. I'm sorry. How is the creature more intelligent than the creator? How can the creature put something in the body that the creator has already made to function that does a better job than he does? I don't understand that. That's ass backwards.
People aren't even acknowledging the creator. It's an energy field.
They don't believe in it, sis. They don't believe in it. That's science. Science don't believe in y'all. That is the creature telling the creator, we can do it better than you. I have never heard of such. These people don't even have their own breath in their own mouth. At any time, he can take your breath out your mouth and you sitting up talking about, we have fixed a way to make the body, to ignite the immune system. Yah already designed a way to ignite the immune system. He did it when he created man. When he said it is finished, it was done. And now y'all got to turn around and say, oops, we got to add a booster. Well, guess what? Yah has never said oops, not one time. What you talking about? That's the craziest stuff I've ever heard of in my whole life. That's like the child telling the mother, I know better than you how I got here. Please. That's crucial. And then making it mandatory that you got to trust them opposed to trusting Yah. I don't think so. No, no. Please deliver. We need to have a national prayer, and we need to go before the Most High Yah. Matter of fact, the Day of Atonement is coming up on the 29th of September at 7:30 p.m. We will be on our line to kick it off. It is a day where we are going to fast and pray and ask for deliverance and forgiveness. And if you want to join us on this call on Wednesday night, please join us on the call. The phone number is 518-992-1014. 518-992-1014, and the access code is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. Join us on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. and we're gonna kick off the Day of Atonement. This really gotta go before the Most High. And guess what, you guys? This is the end of our show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as I have. We will begin to pray and do what Yah tell us to do, and we will commence our regular schedule on next week, getting ready for our normal classes. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great evening, everyone. Good night.